I would like to introduce the first speaker. We have Jess H., Lower Barrel Group of NA from the Niasna area of NA. With that, I'll give you Jess.
Hi, family. I'm Jess, and I'm an addict. Okay. Can you guys help me and take another moment here so I can get out of the way? Let God step in. Okay, again, my name is Jess, and I'm an addict. My clean date is March 29th, 2014. I have a little over 4 years clean. It's so cool to like be up here and like being asked to speak on this workshop, because this was like one of my first retreats where I had like my first real spiritual awakening, like legitimate. This is also one of the first retreats that when I had come home from, we left on Sunday, and that following Monday it was my son's birthday, which is today, the 25th. And I had got a phone call from my Nana that my aunt had died from a suicide. So today's also her anniversary death. So it's like weird how that came full circle. You know what I'm saying? Like, thank God I was here building that foundation and like fellowshipping and being a part of something bigger, because that was devastating. And like, it kind of goes hand in hand with the gifts of recovery, because for me staying connected and doing stuff like these retreats, I was able to like help my Nana plan her whole funeral, because my Nana couldn't even think. Like, she still can't. When it gets real close to this time, she's just like not the same person that she typically is. And we're talking, this woman was the first woman in her union operating freaking tower cranes. You know what I mean? At 71, because she went back to work because she couldn't stay in retirement. So she's still doing it. Like, she's a badass woman. But when you lose a kid, none of that matters, you know? So to be able to help her, like, down to hair, nails, and, like, just everything, and, like, be a part of it, and holding her up at the casket, like, that's huge. And I would have never been able to do that, like, if I was out there still ripping and running and using. So, like, you want to talk about some gifts of recovery, just that alone right there. Like, I'm, like, trying not even to get emotional thinking about it, because that was a big deal to me. Less than 6 months clean. And you got to keep in mind, too, like, I come from a whole family of using addicts and functioning alcoholics and chaos, total chaos my whole entire life. So that's all everybody was doing. Not once did I pick up one drink, one drug, smoke, one, nothing. And it was all, like, being passed in my face and, like, and that's only because of, like, coming to places like this, man, and having that strong foundation and, like, being a part of. I get to be a mom today, too, you know? Like, I was thinking the other day, or I was looking through, I found a bunch of old pictures at my Nana's, and, like, I missed a lot of years in my son's life. Like, he's 15 today. I missed a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? But, like, I'm present now. Like, now, it was probably a little bit more fun when he was, like, an adolescent, like, a smaller adolescent, like a toddler and all cute and lovey. Now he's a rip-roaring teenager who thinks he wants to smoke weed and do what he wants to do, and I'm finding cigarettes in his room and stuff. But, like, I made him. I wouldn't expect anything different. You know what I mean? Because this is a family disease. My mom's a using addict, still in active addiction to this day. My dad's a using addict, still in active addiction to this day. My Nana's a functioning alcoholic. So my uncle is actually in, he's in recovery, and he's doing pretty well right now. So, like, it runs deep in our family. It really, really does. And my dad always tells me, you broke the chains, you broke the chains. And, like, that's this year's theme. Like, that's, it was kind of, like, cool to think about. I'm like, nah, I'm breaking them, because I'm not exempt by any means. You know what I'm saying? I could leave here and get high today. I don't know that. But right here, right now, in this hour, I don't have to get high. I don't have to use. Like, that's the gifts of recovery. I don't got to wake up, sick to my stomach, except for when I'm asked to speak and I'm nervous, and wonder, like, what I got to do to get the next one. How am I going to do it? Who do I got to sleep with? Who do I got to rob, steal? I don't have to do any of that. Like, that right there, like, right there, that was enough for me to, like, feed into this program and, like, be okay with it. Was, like, I don't have to do any of that, minus all the tangible shit that I've got. You know what I'm saying? I bought my first car in this program. Like, I got a car note. Never in my life did I think I'd ever have a car payment. I always paid cash around income tax time. You know what I'm saying? I cried. The guy that lended me $1,000 cried. And the guy that sold me the car cried. We was all out there hugging in the parking lot when I got my vehicle. It was a beautiful thing, man. And boy, do I take care of that bad boy. Better believe it, you know? Because I ain't never had nothing that nice, and that's only from coming here, doing the right thing, not the next right thing, always doing the right thing when I can, because I fall short, you know what I mean? I am not perfect by any means. I love it up here. Like, it's so cool to be standing up here, even with just this small group. I think it made it a little bit easier. My anxiety's not as bad either. This is like my God spot. It's weird because I used to live out here in Somerset. And every time we're driving through, like, I can't think of a highway right now. I don't know directions out where I've lived in it. Yeah, that one. So when we hit right where you see the sign for the Flight 93 Memorial and, like, just seeing that big wide open space, like, that's where it hits me. Like, that's my God spot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel it there. I feel it when I'm in nature. I never felt that shit when I was using. Like, you don't get that. That's a gift of recovery. Like, I could go on and on and on about all the stuff that I've gained, like, just, and I don't mean money, property, or prestige. I mean, like, the feelings. I mean, like, being a mom for my kid. Because anytime I was messing up, like, it was, Nana, I need you to take Chase. It was like we had this unspoken thing. Like, I didn't have to say I was getting high, but Nana's no dummy. You know what I'm saying? She raised three addicts. My aunt, actually, that committed suicide was an addict. So, I don't have to do that. Like, for 4 solid years, 4 and a half almost, I've been able to be in my son's life consistently, getting him up for school, getting him school. I didn't have to steal nothing. Like, all I was looking, a memory on Facebook came up last night. If you would have seen this dude's birthday, you would have thought it was Christmas. I was like, we didn't buy none of that shit. Not one of those things did we buy. And it was like, sickening. I didn't have to do that. He don't get as much. But we're there. I'm not high. I'm not dope sick. I'm not missing. I'm not in treatment. You know what I'm saying? $50 PlayStation Network card might be it this year, but, like, he's happy with that because I'm there and I'm present. Like, that's what it's about for me. Like, that's the gifts of recovery. even whenever he's, like, thinking it's, like, ill, and he argues so bad, like, the smoke and weed thing. And it's weird. I'm not going to say, like, I'm okay with it. Like, I'm not okay with it, you know what I mean? I know that's how I started. I started by smoking weed and cigarettes and all that kind of stuff. Like, I'm not okay. But I know that, like, because of where I'm at, like, what I'm doing, and as me being a member of Narcotics Anonymous, and this kid, you figure, he was probably only 11 or 12 when I came in. I think, yeah, like 11. So, like, he came to meetings with me until he got in his teenage years. So, like, he knows the way. That's all I can do. I ain't stopping no show. I know that from being an addict. Nobody was stopping me until I was stopped. You know what I mean? Either by, like, losing houses or cars, because I don't know how, but I was, like, lucky enough to never be on probation, go to jail, and I should have been, trust me, quite a few times. I probably could have made it to state prison for some of the shit I was doing. Somebody was with me. I don't even want to say it was luck. So, like, he knows the way. I don't know if that, like, that's a gift in recovery. Because at first I was, like, crazy. Like, what am I going to do? I got to get him into intensive outpatient. Well, then if I get him in there, he's going to learn more shit. Well, then if I, stop. And that's, like, what the program has given me. Like, take a step back. Say a prayer. It is what it is. I know all kind of referral sources. I know all kinds of therapists because I work at an adolescent rehab. Ain't that ironic? You know, like, Chase, you don't think I don't know the, all the signs, dude. Like, you're my clients at work, you know? So, I have tools. I have tools today, man, to deal with anything that life has to give me. Because whenever I came in, they said, it gets good. It gets real good. And then it gets real. And boy, it sure does. It sure does. As long as you have that foundation. A solid foundation. I don't want to just say foundation. That shit got to be solid sometimes because we have some earth-shattering, horrid moments when we come in here. Like, it is. It is real good, and, like, this is a beautiful thing. But, like, if you think you're going to get clean and come in here and not feel no more pain, like, you're mistaken. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I've been through a shit ton of pain, especially trying to save my using mother. But as long as you have that solid foundation, you're working some steps or working on something every day. You're doing what you're supposed to do. I don't want to say taking suggestions because I listened. Like, I took them. Not like, they're just suggestions. You don't have to. No bullshit. Like, I tried to take every suggestion that somebody gave me because I didn't want to live like I was living. Because, like, I came from living in, like, a three-story house, three-vehicle, all that, to living in the projects at New Kent with the bed bugs, roaches, and everybody else. You know what I mean? Like, no one's exempt from this. Nobody. So to be where I'm at today, it's a damn miracle. For real. It really, really is. This program, I was able to become a wife in this program. You know what I mean? Because I ain't faithful by any means either. It's not something I talk about a whole lot, but I ain't. And I know that's the part of the addict in me. I don't have to do that today. You know what I'm saying? Because that hurts other people. It ain't all about just Jeff today. I'm not that selfish, self-centered, like, whatever makes me feel good, everybody else. It don't matter, I'm going to do it. I try not to do that. I'm not saying it doesn't, like, I never do it, because I'm sure I do sometimes, you know, like, it is all about me sometimes, let's just be real. But it's nothing to where, like, I'm going to devastate somebody else. I try not to do that. And for me, like, that's the stuff, like, when, and I'm not going to say I don't think about getting high or having a drink or anything, because I do, even with 4.5 years clean. Like, I don't obsess. Like, I'm not going to, like, obsess for, like, 2 or 3 hours. I don't have that anymore. But I probably think about it maybe once a day still. And that's just me being honest. Like, I don't want to scare anybody, but that's just a reality. Like, we're addicts. That's still always there. When I feel that way, I immediately call somebody. Sometimes I don't talk about it. We'll talk about something else. But then right then and there, I don't pick up for that minute, 10 minutes, half hour, hour, however long I'm on the phone. Or I'll pray. That's the gift of recovery, man. Like, just because I have a thought don't mean I got to run out and do it. That's a beautiful thing to, like, not have to just act and, like, just do. Because I'm good at that. Like, I'm real good. Like, ooh, I want that. And I still do that sometimes. Like, shopping. Whew. Shopping. I was shopping so bad online one day when I first got clean. Like, I was flying to the mailbox so my wife didn't see everything I was ordering. Because I was having, like, 3 and 4 packages at one time. You know what I'm saying? Like, because it's just in me. It ain't got to be drugs, alcohol, anything. Like, if it makes me feel good, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it in excess. But I recognize it today. Like, today I recognize it, and I don't have to just always act out on it and just do it. Like, that's great, man. That's great. I don't know. I feel like I'm going to start, like, repeating myself, and I was always taught when you feel that way, it's probably time to stop. So I do want to thank everybody in the committee for asking me to come. Like, this was such a, like, you just, guys, I can't even explain inside, like, what this did for me, being able to come back to the place where I had my first spiritual awakening, got my first kind of real big devastating news in early recovery, and be asked to come here and speak. Like, it was a really, really beautiful thing, and I'm really grateful for that. My name's Jess, and I'm an addict. Thank you. Thank you.